Pope Benedict XVI today released a special decree extending the use of the missal promulgated by Blessed John XXIII in 1962. Chris Altieri reports.
Its title, Summorum Pontificum, comes from the first two words in the official Latin text. The document is a special kind of apostolic letter, the authority of which rests entirely on the Pope's own prerogative. Professor of Canon Law at the Pontifical Antonianum University, Franciscan Father Heinz Meinhold Stamm, explains.
The Pope, as the highest authority of the Church, can grant any act of grace spontaneously of his own free will. The act of grace, granted of his own free will, is called litterae apostolicae motu proprio date, apostolic letter given of his own free will.
Even so, Pope Benedict spent more than a year in consultation with his brother bishops before releasing the motu proprio, which grants permission to use the 1962 missal to priests celebrating the Mass privately, as well as to religious communities and institutes of apostolic life. According to the motu proprio, priests may celebrate according to the 1962 missal except during the Easter Triduum and do not need the permission of the local ordinary. The faithful are also free to attend Tridentine celebrations, and parish priests are called on willingly to accept the requests of the faithful for weddings, funerals, and other occasional liturgies according to the Tridentine ritual. A four-page explanatory note accompanies the motu proprio.
There's no contradiction between the two editions of the Roman Missal. In the history of the liturgy, there's growth and progress, but no rupture. What earlier generations held as sacred remains sacred and great for us too. It cannot be all of a sudden entirely forbidden or even considered harmful. We all have the responsibility to preserve the riches which have developed in the Church's faith and prayer, and to give them their proper place. Needless to say, in order to experience full communion, priests of the communities adhering to the former usage cannot exclude celebrating according to the new books as a matter of principle. The total exclusion of the new rite would not be consistent with the recognition of its value and holiness.
In the letter, Pope Benedict also says his decision to issue the document is motivated by a desire for interior reconciliation in the heart of the Church. Dominican Father James Leachman is a professor of the Pontifical Liturgical Institute.
We were encouraged to call it organic development. It was the Mass of Paul VI was seen as a development of the Mass of Pius VI. 1570.
Pope Benedict explicitly says the 1962 Missal of Pope John XXIII and the more recent Missal of Pope Paul VI, updated in 2002 by John Paul II, are two uses in the one Latin rite of the Church.
I think we want to emphasize that it's the continuity of, and the development and the renewal of the Roman rite.
Monsignor Ignazio Barreo is director of Human Life International's Rome office. He has been using the 1962 missal for several years under the previous rules governing its much more limited use.
I think it's very important that in this document is clearly established this, that the 1962 missal was never derogated or abrogated. The Latin liturgy has two uses within one rite. A larger availability of the traditional liturgy of the Church will clearly have a positive effect in the way that the Missal of Paul VI is celebrated.
The Dean of Theology and Religious Studies at the Catholic University of America is Monsignor Kevin Irwin. He says the extension constitutes an enrichment of the Church's liturgical tradition.
We had our missals and then in 1958 began to participate with the priest in some of the prayers of the Mass. We sang Gregorian chant. We sang English language hymns. So there was a participation in many parts of the Mass. I think the bottom line is that sometimes actuosa has been understood that we all have to keep doing something obviously and physically and vocally. That's not true. Actuosa means we participate mind and heart and will and in silence and in attitude as well as in verbal and gestural things that we do at the liturgy. Or perhaps a certain level of a, dare I say, contemplative dimension of the liturgy had not been as emphasized in the 1970s as it might have been. And that kind of participation and reverence and decorum and solemnity can very well be done in the present Novus Ordo.
The Catholic Archbishop of Westminster, Cardinal Cormac Murphy O'Connor, spoke with us about the pastoral advantages of the motu proprio.
I think what's the intention of this is really to achieve reconciliation within the Church. There are these groups who have a legitimate desire. The old rite was never abrogated. It was never, and therefore I think the Holy Father thinks, and others do as well, that if that's the case and it is a legitimate tradition of liturgy in the Church, then it should be permitted.
Pope Benedict has called on the world's bishops to share with him their experiences of the wider Tridentine use in 3 years' time. The new norms go into effect on September 14th of this year, the Feast of the Exaltation of the Cross. I'm Chris Altieri.